Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on the Danny Brown Show.
Sometimes y'all mother trolling, you know. Mother in me shower with your dad simulator. And I wasn't really too keen on that game. I don't even know if that's white people shit. I would just think that was disrespectful shit, to be honest. Because I know I called my mama by her name. She gonna fucking slap the shit out of me, man. Maybe that's just some hood shit. That's almost one step from incest. That was his creation of man to man. And I was like, I know my dick definitely bigger than his. So it made me feel good about myself.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studio. It's the Danny Brown Show, we about to get live, let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show, sit back, relax, you already know why your main studio. It's the Danny Brown Show, we about to get live, let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, though? It's your boy. Coming to y'all from Austin, Texas, live at YMA Studio. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Danny?
Yo, yo.
I'm great, man.
That's good.
I'm actually feeling inspired today. I want to give a shout out, happy birthday to my favorite rapper ever, Nas. He just put out a new album today, man, and I was very inspired, man, listening to the album today, man. Just knowing that this is a person that I've been listening to since I was like 13 years old, and now he's like 50 years old, and he's fucking still, you know, at top tier, man. Like, I actually think this is the best one out of the series him and Hit-Boy has been doing, man. So anybody, you know, you want to check it out. And it just inspired me in a way of like, man, feeling like, you know, me in my 40s, you know, just being like, yo, I can still do this shit when I get that age. So, shouts out to Nas, man. What's up with the mask, man? Y'all boys, goddamn, man. It's scaring me over there,
what
man.
What are you talking about, Danny?
It's almost, I guess it's close to Halloween, huh? It's getting about that time. So, yeah, man, I just listened to that Nas album. That shit was fucking great, man. So, you know, because with hip-hop, it always feels like, and it just turned 50 this year, too, though. So, shouts out to hip-hop in general, man. Turning 50 years old, same age as fucking Nas. So, I just really feel like, man, Nas just really inspired me, you know, to keep this shit going. Not like I was planning on going anywhere anytime soon, but just to know that, you know, you still be that age and still be at the top of your fucking game, man. It's just like, man, can't imagine the type of shit I'll be making when I'm fucking 50 years old, man. But I know I'm still gonna be doing this shit. I'm gonna do this shit as long as I fucking possibly can. So I guess that means until I'm fucking dead. But yeah, man, so shouts out to Nas, man. It's been fucking great, man. It's been a wonderful fucking ride just to be able to listen to him and fucking study his shit. And, you know, I always felt like, man, the reason why Nas is my favorite rapper, as much as he always taught that street shit and, you know, just being lyrical, and I felt like I always learned something when I listened to him, you know? I felt like I always got, like, advice for shit I probably didn't even need, you know? But you'll always be able to just, like, anything you're going through in your life, you go always just find a Nas lyric that'll relate to it. So, yeah, man, I love Nas, man. I actually had a chance to meet him a few times, man. Every time I met him, man, I fucking embarrassed myself. But I guess that's how it is when you meet your idols, you know? I can't, you know, can't do nothing but fucking fan out when I fucking meet a legend like that. But, yeah, man, shouts out to Nas, man. And definitely check out that album, man. I think it's Magic 3, maybe? Don't get me to fucking lying, man. I mean, I think this is the third Magic. Yeah, it's Magic 3. All right.
Ask Danny.
First up, we'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys, man. First up, we got virgins. Hey, Danny, so many dudes think having a virgin is the ultimate bag. These nerds want one mainly because they think she's pure. Fuck that bullshit. Who want that whack-ass head game? Personally, I think sluts are where it's at. I'm talking experienced freaky hoes who gon' have me coming back because I know I'm finna have a hell of a time. What's your opinion? You for a slut or a virgin hoe? Shout out to the Booth Boys. Piss on me, beat me. I mean, of course, man. I'm gonna prefer a slut, but I want her to act like a virgin, if you get what I'm saying. Because don't nobody want a bag of dicks. Don't nobody want a bitch carrying a bag of dicks, man. It's just not, especially in, you know, this day and age, man. There's so much shit going on. You can fucking catch anything, man. So, yeah, I mean, you want to, you know, freak in the sheets and a lady in the streets type of thing, you know. But for the most part, I definitely want someone that's definitely experienced. You know, I'm a little too old to be messing around. But like me, I'm a one woman man, so I'm not even, you know, for the most part. But yeah, man, I would say, man, like, yeah, I just don't want a nasty bitch that's just fucking everybody. That's just not cool, you know. That's just not the vibe I'm on right now, you know. But you know, my younger, wilder days, you know, I didn't probably care about shit like that. But I want to be a one woman man. I want a bitch to be a one man type of motherfucker. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you know that whole thing, man. I guess I be on YouTube too much. And it's a whole theory about how, you know, women, the dicks carry energy, man. And if a bitch getting all these dicks up in her, she getting all these type of bad energies going through her body, and it fucks with her whole situation, you know? Her pH balance be off and shit like that. And then you fuck the bitch, and now you transferring all these bad energies from all these different men that she got, because who knows the type of motherfuckers this bitch fucking with. The next thing you know, you fucking sitting around being mad at fucking Disney movies, and you're like, why the fuck am I so upset about shit? Because you transferred that bad energy from this other motherfucker, you know? So I just want my energy now, you know? So I know what I got going on. I ain't trying to be like, you're like, why am I so sad? You know? Or even just the whole point of you fuck with a bitch, and the next thing you know, you just feel ashamed about it. Like, I don't want that shit no more, man. I'm too old for that shit, man, to be feeling ashamed about fucking, man. That's the worst shit ever, man. We not trying to do that no more. All right, next up, we got Danny's most popular song. So I don't know if I have any popular songs, but we'll go with that. Hey, Danny, I looked at the stats on your most popular songs being Grown Up, Really Dope, and 25 Bucks. Are you happy with these being your most popular songs, or do you think other songs deserve more attention? I think about how Kanye hates Gold Digger, despite it being one of his most popular. Thanks in advance. Love the show. I wish you the best in your next project. Keep that creative spark. Chris from New York. I mean, you can't really judge. I mean, or you know, fans, they gonna like what they like, man. So I really feel like all those songs, you know, it has grown up. You know, the video was like a viral moment before shit was considered to be viral in that sense. So I think the video played a large part in that song being so popular. And obviously, Really Dope has fucking Kendrick Lamar on it. So, of course, that was going to be a fucking big song with Earl Sweatshirt and Shots Out the Boy App. So, and 25 Bucks is a song with Purity Ring. So, you know, I feel like Purity Ring, they definitely have a peculiar fan base, to say the least. And it was a great video that was shot with that as well. So, I just think, you know, but far as that, do I think any other song deserve more attention? I don't really look at it like that, because I think all the songs are based, you know, for who they, for, you know, it's made for who you think will enjoy it in that sense. You know, I don't expect for, you know, some fucking white girl to fucking, you know, that's been living in the suburbs her whole life to understand my fucking trauma dumps. All right, next up we got White People Shit.
White People Shit.
All right, Grocery Divider. Hey, Danny. I'm a white guy, and I'm definitely guilty of this shit. Using a divider stick between your groceries and the person next to you in line at the grocery store register. Big fan. I don't think that's white people shit at all. That's just grocery store etiquette, right?
Yeah, that's just what you do.
Yeah, that's just what the fuck you supposed to do. I wouldn't think that was white people shit. I ain't trying to get charged for nothing I ain't buy. So, no, I do that shit, too. What you talking about? I be in the HEB. I definitely grab that fucking divider and put that motherfucker between my shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to charge me for no extra avocados. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So I ain't about to say that's some white people shit, man. I don't even know why would you think that, man. That's just grocery store etiquette, man. You're supposed to do that, right? Like, I wouldn't think that was white people shit, man. I did see some white people shit today on the internet that I thought was, and it was motherfuckers. They go into a storm simulator. Have you guys ever heard of this?
Storm simulator?
Yeah, you mean those the ones that are like in the mall, right?
No, it seemed like it was like in a pool or some shit.
In a pool?
Yeah, and these motherfuckers was like a storm simulator, man. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Damn, Tom would love that shit.
It looked intense, you know? But yeah, it's not something that, you know me, I'm black, I can't swim. So it doesn't look like something that I would want to be involved in. Yeah, see? A massive indoor hurricane simulator. Why would you want to put yourself through that kind of trauma?
That's actually pretty cool.
Shit. There's the white dude in the booth.
Look, Chad ready to hit the motherfucking storm simulator.
I am.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That would be weird to take a bitch on a first date. She's like, where are we going? To the storm simulator. I want to see how you handle. I want to see how you handle this shit, bitch. All right, next up, we got mullets. Hey, Danny, I know we're living in a time where anyone can have a certain look and go for it, but I've always been confused as to why people go for mullets. In my graduating class, a lot of athletes, mostly the white football players slash track runners, had mullets. And all my friend group would do is laugh at them if they tried to start a trend. Since you have a keen sense of fashion, where do you stand on mullets? Does it classify as white people shit? Much love to you and YMH. Noah. No, I would say mullets are drip. They're definitely drip right now, man. Mullets are cool right now. Now, it is a thing, which I would call a black person mullet. It's this haircut that a lot of dudes in Dallas have. And, yeah, it's like a big fuzz in the back. Kanye actually had a mullet, if you remember. Kanye mullet was drip. But, no, I think mullets are drip right now. That's some, you know, that's some fire shit. My DJ actually has a mullet. He looks pretty cool with his mullet, so I would say that the mullet is drip right now. You know, it's just not like for no redneck type shit. You know, mullets are drip. So I wouldn't say, but it definitely is some white people shit. I will definitely give you the credit for that. It's definitely some white people shit. But, you know, niggas can do it too. Kanye mullet was cool. You know, I just feel like one thing about me, man, I hate being in a barber shop for a long ass time, man. So it's just depending on what I got going on in my day, it dictates what type of cut I'm going to get. And I feel like the mullet is one of those quick cuts you can get, you know. You go up in there, boom, you just got to hit the sides up real quick, and you're up out of there, man. So mullets is drip, man. All right. Next up, we got calling parents by their first name. What's up, Danny? I haven't encountered at least 10 white people who refer to their parents by their first name. I thought there was some weird ass shit. They don't say my mom is coming to visit this weekend. Instead, they say Deborah is coming to visit this weekend. To me, it would be crazy disrespectful to call my dad by his first name. What do you think? Love the show. Shout out to the Booth Boys, Dean. Yeah, that's definitely, I don't even know if that's white people shit. I would just think that was disrespectful shit, to be honest. Because I know I call my mama by her name, she going to fucking slap the shit out of me, man. Maybe that's just some hood shit. But I don't know. I've never encountered anyone calling their parents by their first name. That's some weird shit right there. That's almost one step from incest. All right. We got some freestyles.
Yep.
All right. Let's check them out.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, doe? It's your boy. What's up, Danny Brown? I got a freestyle for you. Let me do me without the repercussions. Disregard discussion, disrespect, I'm above it, something ain't right. I don't fly, shit, I'll fight till the day turns a night. Purple haze on the mic, fight fire with the flame. Yes, I'm one with the game, and I got what it takes. 5-1, I'ma hold it down. Got beef, I'm like, holy cow, wagyu. Had to murder this beat, hella casual. Every challenge is a can-do. Get my balance when you act rude. See me in person and they act brand new. That's cool, I don't mind, hope the best. That's how I deflect. Use my time. Yeah. All right, Trey Young 777. Let's go.
Yeah, that was cool. Shouts out to Cuz. You said Trey Young. That was a good impersonation of me in the beginning, though. But he said he was rapping to a beat. It was no beat. But I don't know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But shouts out to everybody, man. You can send your freestyles to Daniel at, well, Danny. God damn it. Got me thinking crazy. Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. You can send your Axe Danny's, your white people shit. And also you can send in freestyles. But yeah, this guy actually knows how to rap. That's the fucked up part about this, man. I'm always, you know, want people to send in freestyles and shit. And when they're actually good, it's like, man, I wanted to laugh at you and shit. I have no jokes for him, man. You could tell he actually raps and shit, so that was cool. Thank you, brother. Shouts out to Trey Young. We got another one?
Yeah. Had to start fresh, it's a contest. I'm blessed every single day, I'm making progress. Made the big stage, it's a long stretch. First step, had to get up out the projects. Get up out the cars in the park bench. Start doing more, stop talking. Everybody looking at me when I walk in. Tall, skinny, hawking. I wanna get involved with all this. Ever since my balls got it large, I've been off it. Never really ball, always got exhausted. That's cause I was 12, smoking L's in the chocolate. Peeling paint off my wall in my cell, two apartments. Never did I see myself escaping the conscious. White boy running through the hood, you a target. Either you're a smoker or a cop, keep walking. I broke bad with killers on my block, but now y'all shit. Came up as a young man, really had to scrape to survive. And it sounds like a cliche thing that a rapper would say. I know you hear it all the time. But fuck it though, them drugs, they couldn't leave my mother's son alone. I got jumped and I bled outside my mother's home. I got away and then I hit till it was all gone. Before I left, my homie said he should've shot home. Thank God I ain't catch a fucking hot one. You talking battle scars, I done got some. Had crack, 20 sisters in my not son. Got chased through the city, couple shots wrong. Real killer realized I was not one. But I had a 9 million in the waistband. But I never really had the balls to pop one. Not one.
Yeah, I think y'all was trying to set me up on that one. Yeah, because you know, it's that theory, man. When you see a white dude that hang out with a bunch of black dudes, don't be scared of the niggas, man. You be scared of that goddamn white boy. And I feel like he one of them white boys right there, man. So that was dope as fuck, man. I know this nigga shoot a motherfucker, man. Like, you got to live your raps, man. I know this motherfucker living his shit, man. I ain't got no jokes for you, brother. I ain't got no jokes for you, man. I already know what's going on, man. You're a real gangster. You're a real gangster. But shouts out to you, man. God damn it, man. Yeah, y'all thought I was about to say he's like a MAGA rapper or something. I mean, that's what I thought at first, but fuck, I said it. All right. Because that'd be a thing, man. I'd be seeing motherfucking MAGA rappers and shit. It's like, how do your fucking whole identity with your raps and shit be political and shit? I guess it was in the, you know, the beginning of hip hop and shit, but it's just funny to me to see white people do it. All right, man. Guess what happened to some of these video game reviews, man, which is, you know, NBA 2K has just came out and
video game reviews.
I'm not that impressed, man. Maybe I'm just getting older or something, man, but I'm not too impressed, man, with this year. I mean, of course there's gonna be some patches, there's gonna be some updates and shit, but I've been just playing my GM eras and shit, and I'm not spending no fucking money on fucking my career. I'm gonna at least wait to after the trade deadline so I can have the updated rosters and shit. Cause this one thing I fucking hate is make a fucking, you know, you make a character and you fucking play a team and fuck like, this nigga ain't on the team no more. So, excuse me, I'm gonna definitely wait for that. I was actually lucky. Well, I wouldn't say lucky, but the nice people at Live Nation gifted me an Xbox after the last scare in the whole show, which was great, man. Shouts out to everybody that came out to the Hollywood Palladium. It was definitely turned up, man. It was great to have a West Coast date added. I know everybody was complaining about us not coming to the West Coast, but you know how it is with those clauses and all that shit. So finally able to get out and see the people on the West Coast. It was good to be in LA for a few days. And yeah, man, it was fun, man. But yeah, they gifted me an Xbox, and it was actually the Diablo version. So I you know, because I wasn't really trying to hop into Diablo. I don't know why, because I was excited about Starfield, which was a big letdown. But that's a whole nother story, man. I'm not gonna really get into Starfield. I would just say though, man, just the fact that that it's Bethesda. You know what I'm saying? So you always gotta think like you know Skyrim and all that shit, man. So I was just wanted to be in. Golfed into this world and feel like, you know, like you want to just, you know, that's the thing about video games. No matter what I'm going through, man, I can play certain games and it's like, fuck my life. This is my life right here. This is the real life. And it just doesn't feel like that with this game. I don't really feel connected to this world, you know? It's like you just get into your starship, you get in your fucking spaceship and shit, you fucking fast travel. And the storyline is just not that. It's not that engaging for me, I would say, for the most part. I mean, I'm going to still continue to play it. I'm going to just play it on my Steam Deck on flights, which is not been that, it hasn't been going that well. You know, the frame rate's been dropping. I actually went to the settings and just put everything on low. And it's been running pretty fairly well. Every now and then it crashes, but yeah, man. But I'm really loving Diablo. I will say that, man. So I've been playing a shit ton of Diablo. Also, man, I'm not going to make the mistake like I did with my Steam, but you can send me your Xbox tags and I'll think about adding you. I'm not going to let y'all know what my shit is because last time I did that, man, and You know, some people are not really mentally capable of interacting with a guy such as myself. And it's a few of y'all, man. Y'all send me messages every day. I think they think we're really friends, which I guess we are because we're friends on Steam. But, yeah, man, sometimes motherfuckers just be sending me messages about how their day going and shit, and just, which is fine. It's actually fine, man. But, you know, I actually be having to, because I usually have Steam on all the time. Just, you know, you just have it on. But sometimes a motherfucker just message me and I just got to exit out that shit. Like, fuck that, man. Cut the Steam off, man. This shit is going off too crazy. But I'm actually filled up on my friend list in Steam, which is crazy. I don't understand why they would cap you. You should be able to have as many fucking friends as you want on Steam. It doesn't make any sense. But I will say, shouts out to everybody that send me games. They do send me games and shit. And every now and then I'll check them out. I'm not saying every now and then, like I'm not grateful that you guys send me games, but sometimes y'all motherfuckers be trolling, you know. A motherfucker sent me Shower With Your Dad Simulator. And I wasn't really too keen on that game. It almost made me think, like, you know, because I understand that it takes a long time to program a game, and you know, you got to put a lot of hard work and effort into that shit. And what made a motherfucker want to make Shower With Your Dad? And it actually has a 10 out of 10 rating. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. I mean, it's been some cool games they sent me, man. The Banana Pedro game, I can't think of what the name of it. That shit is really dope. I really like that game. Someone sent me a game recently. It was pretty much like a Fall Guys. Not Fall Guys, but like a Among Us type situation. I'm not trying to play games with y'all niggas like that. But I will say, man, hit me up. You know, you can hit the DMs and send me your Xbox tag. And just depending on if I think you're well mentally, I will add you. Because I definitely would like to play Diablo with some people and maybe even hop on some 2K. Because I'm a play the park this year. I don't normally get in the park that much, but I will definitely play some park this year. All right, we won't spin the wheel. No, fuck that. We ain't even gonna talk about Ashton Kutcher because I seen the one that was right before that, and it was that diarrhea on the plane. Because I seen that shit, and that's some fucked up shit, man. They had the fucking Can you imagine what they was going through on that flight? I think that was a terrorist attack. To be honest, I think that was that's a new way they getting that motherfuckers, man. Because who knows what was in that poop, man? That shit could have fucking infected the whole plane with some other shit, like the bubonic plague type of situation, which I actually just saw. I've been watching, like, my YouTube algorithm has gotten out of control, and I've been watching a lot of Greek mythology videos and the history of wars in the world and shit like that. And they actually had one about the bubonic plague, and I was just like, man, you know, based on how COVID and all that shit went down, but it's like, man, the bubonic plague killed like 75 to 200 million motherfuckers, you know? And they think the whole shit, well, they don't think, I mean, I guess obviously they know that the whole shit started from rats and shit. And it made me think, like, you know, maybe I lived a past life during the bubonic plague and I got killed by one of those fucking rats, man. Because imagine, because I'm so afraid of rats. Like, that's my biggest, you know, that's the biggest thing that I'm scared of, like rats, mice. And I think, like, maybe in a past life, I lived during the bubonic plague and I fucking, you know, I got killed during that whole bubonic plague situation. So shouts out to everybody that passed. Rest in peace from the bubonic plague. But because 75 million people, man, that's a lot of motherfuckers. Like COVID, you know, I know it took a lot of motherfuckers out and that shit ain't nothing to play with. But 200 million people, man, that's like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's damn. Is it? I mean, I'm not going to be dumb in X, but but I really want to say, yeah, and it all started, my whole algorithm all just took crazy because, you know, I get, you know, I watch a lot of music documentary type shit, so like music commentary shit, and it was, I think it was an album called Have a Nice Life or something like that, and yeah, that album right there, the first one, yeah. Deaf Consciousness. Yeah, Deaf Consciousness, have a Nice Life. And, you know, just watching a lot of documentaries, because it's not that many, but the ones that I watched, and they were just breaking down the album and shit and talking about how they created it and everything, and I was just really caught up. You know, because you know me, I love that trauma dumping type shit. And a lot of it had like a lot of Greek mythology undertones and shit into it. So then I started watching Greek mythology shit, you know? And then before I know it, now I'm watching fucking World War shit. And so every night before I go to bed, I've been watching Greek mythology, like, you know, videos and shit, which has been very entertaining. The fucked up part about it is I don't know what's going on with me, but every time I wake up in the morning, I can't remember none of this shit. It's like my brain is all fucked up. So I got to, you know, I've been rewatching it and watching and shit. But it's almost really, it's intriguing, man, because it makes me feel like, you know, some of those Greek mythology stories and shit. You'd be like, this shit, you know, like motherfuckers wrote the Bible and shit. And it's like the stories that's in the Bible is like, they're not like too far off from these stories. Like, so if the Bible was real, like, all right, we're not going to go there, man. But these are supposed to be myths, but the Bible stories are supposed to be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really fucking, I'm facing this. You know, like I'm really facing, like, you know, like I'm starting to have like a, but even though, you know, I still got respect for my higher powers and all that. But yeah, man, a lot of those Greek mythology stories, man, they definitely do take something like you can take that shit into like everyday life and type shit. So yeah, man, but it definitely has been very confusing to me. Like, do I believe the Bible now? And then my fucking, the fucking world, fucking, the World of Wars and shit like that and shit. And it just, it's crazy to me to think that motherfuckers used to just get on boats and travel so long on boats and shit just to go and take another motherfucker shit. Be like, I'm about to go to this random ass country. We've been on this boat for months. And soon as we show up, we gonna fuck these motherfuckers up and take their shit. Like, there's nobody in the world that I hate that much where I would want to travel for months just to show up and kill them and take their shit. Like, I don't understand that theory, but I guess they didn't have the internet then. So it wasn't Xboxes and shit in that time, but so I don't, you know, it's just like the whole, I guess that was the only entertainment, was to like kill motherfuckers and shit and like, you know, do war and shit. Like, it was watching one, I can't remember what, but it's like these motherfuckers was warring for like 30 years. Like, imagine you lived in a country and they went to, they you've been in war your entire life, you know? I will say though that some of those, when you see like actual like paintings or like, you know, pictures of like motherfuckers like kings and or whatever the fuck, like the motherfuckers be ugly than a motherfucker. And you think back in that time, you know, the motherfucker made the Mona Lisa and shit like that. And the motherfuckers looked it cool and shit, you know. But these motherfuckers be ugly than a motherfucker back then, man. So I don't know. See, like, these some nice looking guys right here. But I've seen some where I was like, yeah, that's definitely some incest situations going on right there, because ain't no way a motherfucker just come out looking like that. Niggas don't look like that now, you know? So yeah, it's all fucked up. But yeah, man, yeah, I will say though, Michelangelo made the Statue of David. Is that what it called?
Yeah,
I was very excited about that statue, because I figured, like, you know, that's like the statue. Yeah, that's like the statue of man. Like, you know, that was his creation of man to man. And I was like, I know my dick definitely bigger than his. So it made me feel good about myself. All right. We spent a weird one more time again about this motherfucker. I got to land on that Pluckers, man, because I want to get another gift card. All right, we're running back. That kind of finally got us. I guess we could talk about Ashton Kutcher then, because, you know.
There you go.
But because he wrote the letter for Cuz that was been bitches. God damn, I wasn't supposed to say it like that, but it was Danny Masterson. They gave that motherfucker life. He about to live a hard life now, man. He about to go to jail, man. They're going to be putting him through some turmoil. And I seen Ashton Kutcher. He had wrote a letter for him and shit. And then now, ever since he got locked up, Ashton Kutcher was like, I want to take the letter back. No, you can't take that back. That was in the court of law. You wrote that letter for the... You stand with him. But then ain't Ashton Kutcher like involved in like Scientology and shit?
I think that's the other guy.
Oh, shit.
Danny Masterson.
Oh, he's involved in Scientology?
Yeah.
Damn, that's putting a bad... I mean, it's not like Scientology need any more bad press, but... I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be good for them. But, you know, I love Scientology. I'm not saying nothing bad about y'all. y'all got it in the streets. I've seen documentaries and I know how y'all handle business. So I'm not saying nothing bad about y'all, but yeah. Shouts out to Ashton Kutcher, man. You stand with the All right. We up out this motherfucker, man. Love y'all motherfuckers. We'll get about this motherfucker, man. Love y'all niggas, man. Tune in next week, same time, same back channel, man. I'll see y'all. We out.